all kinds of great music every day here on WYSO, and it is a great pleasure to welcome to the studio some great live music. I'll say first that together they're playing at the opening reception for Outside in Ohio. It's a Century of Unexpected Genius. The exhibit opens at the Springfield Arts Museum tomorrow night. Show gets underway, or the event starts at 7:30. It's a pleasure to welcome the performers. Hello, there you are. Hello. From left to right, we've got Matt Newman, Henry Barnes, and Audrey Barnes, Michael Falk, and Ricky Barnes, and together you guys are the Savory Chickens. Welcome very much to the studio. Thanks so much for coming today. And if you'd like to go ahead and hit us a lick, I'd be much obliged. Chickens, live on 91.3 WYSO. They're live on stage at the Springfield Art Museum tomorrow night. And it's a pleasure to have y'all in here. And if you notice in the intro, there's more than one Barnes here. So, Ricky, you're the cause of this, aren't you?
Well, part of it, yeah, sure. I'll take credit for some of it.
You get together and you make it happen. So these are your children, is that right? Playing with
Henry
you in this great band?
Yeah. Sorry, yes, Henry and Audrey are, yeah.
Yeah, so a family affair. Tell me about how you must have raised a musical. Was a big part of it.
Yeah, it was a pretty big part of it, I guess, yeah. A little story, the kids, when the kids were born, they were going to be fiddle players, you know. That was part of the plan from the get-go, like, why have kids if you can't have fiddle players?
I love it. That was part of the deal, just going in.
Yeah, really, it was. But and then, as far as the band goes, you know, it's like, I mean, they were never fiddle players until recently, actually. You know, I want them to. You, Henry, you got anything to say to that?
I don't know. I quit playing classical, as soon as I was allowed to, like when I was 18. And then I took like a 6-year break and fell in love with old time music about a year and a half ago. So that's all I've been doing since.
I love it, but you did start them out on classical, and then they made that crossover. When you stop playing violin and start playing fiddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
When?
No, I say you were eager to make that transition. Audrey, same for you?
Yeah, I've been doing it less than Henry, though, so.
Yeah. Well, it's a family affair, plus it seems some pretty good friends. It's a nice pleasure to have you guys in here. Again, you're. What time do you play tomorrow night at the Springfield Art Museum? I know the event starts at 5:30, but you'll probably play a little later on, huh?
I think we go on about 6:30. Yeah, we're gonna do about a half-hour set, 40-minute set at about 6:30, yeah.
That's great. Could you give us another little taste of things to come? And then we'll talk about this Outside in Ohio, which is a pretty cool take on art presentations. We'll talk about that after another one from you. Can you tell us a little about the tune we're going to hear?
Well, this one here is one that Audrey, you know, Audrey came out at the farm last year, and after Henry and the guys and I had been doing this, and she just, I don't know how I even started. Somebody said, Audrey, why don't you sing one? Here's some, try and sing this. And she'd never sang with us before, and we just fell in love with her voice, and so we started picking, I started looking for songs for Audrey to sing, so I sing backup on this, but it's a Steve Earle tune that we picked up. It's more than I can do.
It's the Savory Chickens live on YSO.
Yeah, okay. Now, what's that, Audrey? What were you saying, David? Go ahead, baby.
The first one.
The first one. Huh? All right, anyways, though, so Henry, whatever, man. Yeah, it's all good. So here we go. Let me just make sure I got my grip all packed up here. So I'm going to count it off, right, guys?
Yep.
One, two. A one, two.
The Savory Chickens live on 91.3 WISO. Good job, Audrey. That was nice. Well done.
Keep your headphones on, girl.
Keep your headphones on. Yeah. So it is the Savory Chickens live in studio, live on stage, live in the gallery tomorrow for a very cool presentation called Outside in Ohio, A Century of Unexpected Genius. That's at the Springfield Art Museum. By the way, you can find out more online at springfieldart.museum. That's springfieldart.museum. You can find out about tickets and about all the great offerings just a little bit up the road from here. And Ricky, in addition to playing, turns out you not only do you like wooden instruments, but you have a way of working wood. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You have some items on display at this exhibit as well.
Okay, well, yeah, I do wood carvings. I don't do that a whole lot. I kind of gotten into welding now a little bit more, but I do some wood still. But anyways, yeah, about, I guess it's been about 25 years ago, I started carving wood and was also a fan of the Reds. And so I think they have a lot of Cincinnati Reds carvings that I did a little while back in this show. And Duff Lindsay at the Lindsay Gallery in Columbus, he kind of supplied those to the folks over in Springfield.
And the gist of this, the outside in Ohio, it's because these are things that are made from nature, right? That's the gist of this collection this time around?
Shoot, I don't know. I haven't heard that angle, but I don't know. There's plenty I don't know about this stuff. All I know is that, you know, like a lot of, I mean, I have another, like Popeye Reed and William Hawkins, they're self-taught artists for the most part, I guess. And, you know, it's unexpected genius, I guess that's kind of like, you know, that you wouldn't expect it from folks who didn't go to college or weren't trained,
right.
I guess. I'm
As
thinking.
Though art has to be taught. Of course, I mean, it can be, but sometimes it just comes natural.
Sure enough.
Yeah. Well, it's coming natural for the Savory Chickens and the music coming together. Again, they're playing as a part of the great opening reception for the opening evening of Outside in Ohio, A Century of Unexpected Genius. The evening gets underway at 5:30. Our great band, the Savory Chickens, will take the stage at 6:30. You can listen to Ricky and his family and friends playing some great music and then talk to him a little bit about the pieces in the exhibit. Again, springfieldart.museum for more information. Could you play us one more today?
We'd love to. Yeah, it'd be great. And this is one that, can I?
Yeah.
Nikki?
You bet.
This is Henry and Audrey. Henry showed us this one about a year back. It's one of the first songs we started playing and showed it to Audrey. And so we got twin fiddles on this one.
Nice.
We're big fans of it.
The Savory Chickens live on WISO.
Okay, y'all ready? Henry, you're going to kick it out, right? Nice and fast, right?
Okay.
Chickens live on 91.3 WYSO. Matt, Henry, Audrey, Michael, Ricky, thank you so much for visiting us today. Thanks for coming by. Good luck at the show.
Thank you very much, Nick.
We'll see you around. Again, you can find out more information about this show, about the Savory Chickens, and about Genius at the Springfield Arts Museum. That is springfieldart.museum online. Again, that's springfieldart.museum. A chance to really have a good evening and revel in the great things we make. That's tomorrow night. Thanks for listening in to 91.3 WYSO.